Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it's the weekend, and you haven't seen the family in a while, and you want to sit down and, you know, talk to mom and dad. You know, they're the head of the family, but your brothers and sisters are there, and all your brothers and sisters are grown up, and they have families, and they have houses, and they have jobs. The only difference is you have a business, and they have a job. They work for someone. They've prospered. They've done well. But when you have communication, you're kind of like in this push and pull because they see their boss in a very different way than you do. And they're sitting around and you're talking about life and things that go on in life. And they're telling you, oh, you can't believe the problems I have. Oh, my goodness, the hot water heater needed replaced. My boss has expectations of me. Gee, gosh whiz, the cost of groceries have gone up. The kids are not doing as well in school. The other kids are doing well in school. They tell you their problems, and they see their problems as being unresolvable, and they see their problems as something that's happening to them that's terrible. And because you are a respectful family member, you're listening to all of their problems, and you're thinking, you know, you should only have the problems that I have every single day. Because if you are a successful business person, you have problems. Of course you do. There are many, many people that work for you with many different personalities, with many needs, and you're always trying to bring the team together, and you're always trying to get people to understand what they need to do, and you're trying to make your vendors understand that you need the best pricing, and you need delivery, and you need them to be a participating person, a participating company that's going to help you get what you need so you can be successful. And then you've got the everyday things that happen, the shipments that don't go out on time, and oh my goodness, I've got to get the accounting done and get the taxes paid. And the problems go on and on and on. But the difference is every successful business person has problems. If you don't have problems, you're just not doing enough. You're not just out there enough. You're absolutely just hiding under your desk, and that's a problem too. So when you're listening to the family talk about their problems, appreciate that you see problems in a different way. You see problems as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to be successful. It's an opportunity to tackle something that's not working. It's the opportunity to make it right. And once it's right, it's the opportunity to follow up on it and make sure that it doesn't happen again. And then what do? You go on to the next problem. Business is full of problems. But when we think of problems as success, when we think of problems as something that we can resolve, when we think of problems that they're not going to get in the way and stop us from doing what we need to do, then we are truly a successful business person. And we certainly respect the family because they're coming from a different position, and that's their place in life. Your place in life is completely different. You embrace problems. You look for them. You uncover them. You tackle them head on and then go on to the next one, because that's what will help you become even more successful as a CEO, president, or business owner. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard. Connect with Howard anytime at talk.com.